This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The biggest event on the Illinois hunting calendar, the firearm deer season, is now barely more than a week away, and things are looking very good. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're an archer, you know things are looking very good, and that's pretty well the way we tell how things are shaping up as the firearm deer season draws near. And though results do not really necessarily indicate so, local archery hunters are saying the rut is drawing very near. Results as of October 29th show Illinois deer hunters harvested a preliminary total of 19,045 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was 15,785, so we're seeing quite a big improvement. The top five counties for archery harvest during this point were Pike with 548, Fulton with 509, Jefferson with 496, Joe Davis with 370, and Randolph with 367. The harvest at that point consisted of 59% does and 41% males. However, that thing is changing almost daily, and now it's probably about even, and we'll see an increase even further as this, as males become more dominant in the harvest. Results for local counties followed by the previous year's total for the same period show Calhoun County archers bagging 174 deer compared to 164. Greene County hunters harvested 226 compared to 172. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 363 compared to 269, while Morgan County hunters tagged 190 compared to 160. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the period was 152 compared to 152 last year. And Madison County harvest stood at 273 compared to 263. And Montgomery County hunters had bagged 208 deer compared to 198, while the Bond County harvested totaled 124 compared to 99, and that again was through October 29th. As more crops are removed from the fields, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks. The Illinois archery deer season continues through January 14th. The archery season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, which are scheduled for November 17th through the 19th, November 30th through December 3rd. And that's the days that we're most interested in. The special muzzleloader season is scheduled for December 8th through the 10th. And hunters possessing the muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm deer season. A special late-season antlerless-only hunt is scheduled for December 28th through 31st and January 12th through the 14th. Typically, the late winter permits are available at licensed vendors beginning in mid-December. In addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from regular firearm or youth or muzzleloader season may also hunt during the special season, provided their permits are valid for the particular county open to this hunt. It is important to note that unfilled permits are valid only for the county that were originally issued, and there's not many counties here in the WSMI listening area that are open this year. Hunters wishing to utilize unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permits should check with the Department of Natural Resources to ensure their county is open for the late season hunt. So as you can see, things are looking pretty good as our deer season approaches, and I think we're going to see a very good one as time draws near. We do have some results now from the Illinois Fall Shotgun Wild Turkey season, which just concluded this last weekend. Now, hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary total of 350 wild turkeys during the 2017 fall shotgun season. While that number may sound low, it's just not a big season for us, and most of our hunters are already out deer hunting. The 2017 total compares with the statewide fall harvest of 385 in 2016, and the 2017 dates were October 21st through the 29th. Now, the fall gun wild turkey hunting was open in 56 of Illinois' 102 counties. The top counties for fall gun harvest were Joe Davies with 46, Jefferson with 23, Wayne with 21, Williamson with 21, and Marion with 16. Locally, Calhoun County, that hunters bagged two turkeys compared to three last year. In Greene County, the harvest was five compared to four last year. In Jersey County, they bagged one, same as last year. In Macoupin County, they bagged five compared to three last year. And in Madison County, they bagged three compared to four last year. Other counties that if you're looking for your county and it doesn't show up, that's because it wasn't open. turkey hunt is only open in counties that contains large numbers of turkeys, and I think it's just not becoming much of an event for us hunters. And if you're an upland game hunter, there's still time to sign up for the Illinois Conservation Foundation Director's Hunt at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area in Southern Illinois. The two-day controlled pheasant and quail hunt, co-sponsored by Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, is scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, November 20th through the 21st. Hunting will take place on the 25 fields at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area, which is one of the state's best venues for upland game and other hunting opportunities. Now, the Illinois Conservation Foundation Director's Hunt, to benefit Illinois Conservation Foundation youth hunts and youth conservation education programs, is priced at $275 for individual hunters, or $1,000 for a team of four, which includes two hunts, two boxes of steel shot shells for each hunter, plus a guide and a dog, if requested. Registration and sponsorship is available on the ICF website at www.ilcf.org. That number, that website again is www.ilcf.org. Also, hunters can apply online now for the 2017-18 Illinois controlled pheasant hunting opportunities at available IDNR sites. 16 of the sites operated by the DNR, while four other sites are managed by concessionaire T. Miller, Inc. For application information, check the websites at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.